I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Just some beaver Twitter, just it was just a thing.
Get out of here.
Again, Twitter's not real life, blah, 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 wank, wank. We all get it. But I'm just saying, there is no space on earth where Oregon State men's basketball is a top program of all time. They've made the tournament twice in 30 plus years.
There's no multiverse version of Oregon State where they're a top 10 team ever.
Like, literally outside of the COVID year, I don't think they've won a basketball tournament game in men's basketball since before Gary Payton was in Corvallis.
Yeah. And hey, they had a hell of a run that year. Y'all give it up to that year, but guess what? Florida Gulf Coast has had a run like that. It's like, right. It happens from time to time.
Yes.
I would go to say they're not even a top 10 Pac-12 team all time.
No. No,
they're bad.
They're bad. It's a bad basketball program. I don't even understand what they're doing.
That's why I thought it was a bit.
Yeah. No, it's a thing that has circulated the internet, and I'm sure Nick Daschle retweeted it all.
Like, being associated with Gonzaga does not make you good all of a sudden.
That's the other thing I saw was they were like, last year's like average of where the team finishes, it was like current Pac-12 and the new Pac-12. And it's like, oh yeah, no shit, they jumped up. Gonzaga finished was like a top 15 team. Like, San Diego State was a top 25 program. It's like,
or
add those teams and then be like, oh, Washington State and Oregon State are a good basketball programs. It doesn't work like that.
All right. I do love the talking point that, like we've been saying, oh, the new Pac-10 or whatever the fuck you're going to call it, Pac-12. That's like a better basketball league than the Pac-12, blah, 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 blah. That's like Colorado State was playing Air Force. San Diego State was playing Utah State. Like, I think Utah State made the tournament, so that's not a great example.
Yeah, they did,
but you're using like five teams that played those same five teams for 3 months. And you want to know what happened to the Mountain West Conference last year? By the second day, they were all flushed out and gone. It was a shit conference. They just had like five teams that were beating the other seven bad teams.
I love how quick they forgot that they used to play Arizona and UCLA. those programs have actual history of being good for a long time.
Have more accolades than the entire new Pac-12.
Yes,
right.
Combined,
yeah, no, it's just. Like, none of us sit here and say the Oregon University of Oregon men's basketball program is a national power. Mm-hmm. We don't do that, but we've seen them make the Elite Eight. We've seen them make the Final Four. When they make the Sweet 16, it's kind of like, whatever. Where some schools like Oregon State making a Sweet 16 is print the shirt. You know, we need to parade the team downtown when they get back home. It's just, it's an absurdity, and I hate saying it, but I'm so fucking sick. I've said it before, I'm so sick of Oregon State's mentality that they are coming up on top of all of this. You're not. You, like, 17 minutes ago, you lost to Oregon by 35, where they sleptwalk through a first and a half quarter. Like, I don't understand what we're doing here. A little self-awareness would be great. No one gives a shit about you. Basketball does not drive the bus. If basketball drove the bus, Gonzaga would not have been in the WCC. They would not be going to the Pac-12. They'd be in the Big 12 now. But basketball is, it's not a thing. It's
fun times in March. That's it.
Yeah. I enjoy college basketball. Mm-hmm. I go to a few games every year. I love the tournament. It's not driving the bus. I don't want to hear about Fresno State basketball from John Canzano. And speaking of John Canzano, I know we're going to get to Oregon versus Michigan State eventually.
Real quick. It's It's okay.
I heard today John Canzano said, you want to know what? Jonathan Smith owns Dan Lanning. He's a much better coach. And you want to know why? He doesn't count last year. Talent gap was too big. He does not count it.
The talent gap is too big this year.
Wait for the new talking points, sir. But yeah, he said, you know what? I don't count it. Oh, okay. How convenient. How convenient.
I mean, and you know that immensely long career that Dan Lanning has as a head coach.
If you're taking out
a quarter of those,
half of the Civil Wars he's coaching. He's coached in two. And yes, in 2022, monumental collapse. Everything went wrong. Punt went over a guy's head. A kickoff hit the 1-inch line and bounced straight up in the air. They're up by 22 and lost. It was terrible. But you want to know what? You don't just get to say, you want to know what? I don't count last year. Because you want to know why? That was my source. Mm-hmm. He was my source, and I'm not right.
I called him as
any of us are. He has been bad on realignment, and he's sticking up for a source in Jonathan Smith, and it's pathetic. And John Canzano, be better, you fucking hack. You're a hack on Jonathan Smith. You hack.
Hey, I wonder if he's a hack.
He's at
his back. Oh, okay.
I don't count it.
Yeah.
I called him. He told me it shouldn't count. It doesn't count. My friend.
Talent gap was just too big. Convenient. But I bet you hold that Georgia game against Dan Lanning. Mm-hmm. The back-to-back national title winners.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, talent gap has been exactly the same for the last, 50 years of Oregon and Oregon State football. So are you also going to take away the Oregon State wins? Because it's like...
Yeah, that talent gap Oregon State had with...
They were a fluke.
Cushman Zada the talent gap there was immense.
Don't count it.
Throw those years out. I'm not counting it anymore.
Not counting them.
I'm just going to start doing that now. Yep. Just don't count it.
Oregon won the Pac-10 in 2000.
Hey, Washington, guess what? That year you had zero wins, it doesn't count. Just throw it out.
Too much of a talent gap.
Fucking hack.
What a hack.
Hack, man. Hack. And you want to know what? When I heard him say that, I went and looked up the tweet that he blocked me on from 2021, where literally the second the Civil War ended in November, I just tweeted him, I'm sorry for your loss. And he is permanently – he blocked me within 4 seconds. He was on his laptop crying that Jonathan Smith lost to Mario fucking Cristobal. And he saw it and he had it up and his rabbit ears up and he blocked me literally within seconds. I was peeing in a guest bathroom at the Bratatich estate when that happened. I know where I was. I hit send walking. I unzipped, because come on, guys, let's be honest. We all check our phones sometimes while we're peeing. And within 20 seconds, blocked. Just blocked.
That's impressive.
Screw you, hack.
Hack.
So I'm going to send, and I retired the bit, but I'm bringing it back. I'm going to say, when Oregon wins tomorrow, or today if you're listening to this on Friday, that I am sorry for your loss. I'll try and figure out a way to get it to them. Maybe it might be, pigeons or doves or... Pony Express.
I'll get the TSB. I'll get the TSB blocked by Mosley and then Canzano. I'm going through Mosley the Oregon media people.
Mosley weirdly unblocked me recently.
Oh, cool.
It's very bizarre.
Huh. Yeah. Well, it's because you're the number four, Oregon follow. So,
that's according fair.
To yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's officially start the podcast. I'm Alex King Ski. Tweet at us, whatever. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's a good time. You can give us movie suggestions. You can give us our list ideas. You can bullshit about whatever the heck you want. Twitch.tv/ABROG87, ABROG87. That's where we do the show live every Thursday. Twitch.tv/ABROG87.
Rooney.
Find it. Hit follow, and then it'll give you notifications when we go live. I post all of our streams and our segments on YouTube, so if you miss them, you can find them there. Our movie on Sunday, because we do a movie podcast. The movie is Ski's movie, because it is spooky month. It's a spooky month. My kid does this, like, there's like this meme going around. It's like, it's a spooky month. And they go like this. Yeah. So my kid used to do that. Yep. I busted that out earlier this year and made my child laugh. Slayers. Slayers is the movie.
Now,
It is on Hulu. So Slayers, do not under any circumstance watch this movie.
I'm going to go against that. I'm going to say watch this movie because you just need to witness this movie. We
witness
all need to
me.
Witness this level. Witness me. Witness this movie.
Yeah.
This movie happened. It's out there.
Yeah.
You need to see why.
Yeah. It's got, let's see, Thomas Jane, star of Hung, yeah. Is the star of it. Lydia Hurst of the Hurst Dynasty. You heard of the Hurst family? That's their kid. Also married to Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick's wife is in this movie. Yeah. So
Chris Hardwick, is he the Jenny McCarthy talk show host guy?
Yes. Yeah. Talking Dead as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Ski wants you to watch it. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it.
Yeah. You have to just. Oh my God.
You yeah. don't.
I'm you sorry, don't. But you have to.
You got that Ski guarantee. Put it on a t-shirt.
A Garen-ski.
Garen-ski. Yep.
We need to make a sticker and put Garen-ski on all of his movie picks. Mm-hmm. Certified. Garen-ski it.
That's actually pretty good. If somebody wants to come up with a logo of that, do so. Yeah, Hardwick also hosted At Midnight, which At Midnight was awesome.
I'm familiar with that one.
It was on Comedy Central a long time ago. Okay, so before we get into Oregon UCLA, question of the day from Booble real quick. Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify in an upset.
Definitely not
Apple Music.
I don't do either. Yeah, not into it.
You Pandora guy?
I Google Play, boys. Google Play.
Oh, God. You're so committed to the bit, man. So committed to it's painful.
Ain't nobody older than me here.
I'm just saying, when I listen to a podcast, I never hear them say Google Play. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, but they never get to Google.
No. I listen to all my music on YouTube, so I have to like keep my phone on the whole time, and I just,
I remember those days.
No, I genuinely don't use either. When I used to use a thing like that, I used Pandora, but I just, yeah.
And that was so long ago.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
Okay. Your girlfriend still uses Pandora. What's up with that?
She does.
Why?
I don't know. It's free.
Oh, is it free? That answers the question.
You get to listen to some nice, like, Lithia of Eugene ads every
Yeah,
now
you
and
get
then
the commercials. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's, you want to know what? I don't mind the commercials on music apps.
It's okay.
Yeah. TV, don't like the ads. Music apps, I don't mind them.
Yeah.
If it's music, if it's a podcast, I get really irritated.
Oh, yeah.
Usually when it's the fourth commercial. I'm like, you want to know what? 5 minutes of commercials, I'm done. I survived the Michael Bloomberg plague up until the 2020 election cycle. I don't need this anymore.
I'll say, like, music is usually just on in the background anyways, and so a commercial doesn't really interrupt much. When you're watching something, you're invested, and it totally stops you in your tracks. Booble mentioning, if you have YouTube Premium, which I do, you can play it in the background and don't have to have your phone open. Yeah, I know. Pay attention to the bit, Booble. He also says he used to use play.fm, which I absolutely know what that is.
Hell yeah. Hell yes.
I totally know what that is.
Do you guys turn on terrestrial radio at all anymore?
Yeah. I listen to Dan Patrick, like, in the morning.
For music. Like, not sports talk. Yeah, that's different.
Sometimes.
Sometimes when I'm feeling really old,
yeah,
I'm cruising back from the grocery store. Yep. I'll be like, you want to know what? 96.1 KZL.
CYD.
CYD, you know? Yeah. Give me some Blink 182 on your classic rock station to just make me feel so insanely old.
Some Green Day and Nirvana.
Give me some Green Day on your classic rock station. Oh, my God. You don't even hear the Rolling Stones anymore. You don't even hear Rod Stewart. Thank God you don't even hear the Beatles anymore. You just hear Incubus. You just you know what I mean? And you're Paramore. You just, it's
Paramore? No. Paramore is a line too far.
I'm just going to slip that one in there. But it's just it's crazy to me, the stuff you hear now. Hey, this is CYD coming at you on a Wednesday at 2:35. It's 27 degrees and cloudy, but you want to know it's sunny. Blink 182.
All the small things.
Come on, man. What the hell? I was glad you when this came out. It's not that old.
Dude, classic rock to us is now oldies. Like when we were growing up. Shit. Shit.
I still every once in a while, because this is an old person thing too, but we still have the wife and I have Sirius XM, mainly because during COVID they offered it for like $5 a month and we just still call up and say, oh, if it's not Paxlovid, give me Sirius XM, and they just extend it, you know? I check every once in a while to see if Channel 6 is still 60s rock, because once that goes away, I know I'm
toast.
Not that I was alive in the 60s, but like Zeppelin, you know, Foghat, Boston, Stones.
I think you're missing those by about a decade.
Foghat, Boston, whatever. Aerosmith, I'm kidding.
Like the Four Tops, I think that's kind of...
It's Fish in the 60s.
Might as well have been.
Yeah.
Fish is like Cream. Fish is like 90s.
Cream definitely was in the 60s.
Yes.
The Yardbirds.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just reminiscing about our parents.
Not even our music reminiscing of.
Moody Blues. My mom used to listen to Moody Blues. Yeah. Yikes.
Chicago.
Let's talk about Oregon and UCLA, shall we?
Speaking about relics of the past, UCLA football.
Yeah. It feels like we talked about it already, doesn't it? Am I going crazy? Like
here's I'll just give you like my overarching take.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel should have just let that pass to Tez fly at the goal line with 10 seconds left. He's not going to score, but he's going to get tackled at the one. Okay.
Throw it in the dirt.
Whatever. He held it. Yeah. And then throw it in the dirt. Like that was fucked. And that turned it from what should have been 35-3 to 28-10. And then UCLA came out, got like 27 yards of offense, kicked a 55-yard field goal. It's 28-13. That should have been a 49-10 game where the fourth quarter, they're just not playing.
Yeah.
But they didn't, because the Ducks are.
Well, is that the Ducks or is that Lanning? Is that Lanning?
Well, some of it is Lanning. I don't think Lanning truly believes in running the score up. Mm-hmm. He just never really quite does it. But that third quarter was boring. It was bad. And if you want to tell me there's still...
It went by real quick, too. It felt like, just like...
Real quick. But it's week five. Like, at a certain point, you got to start letting shit rip. Like, if you really think you've got the best receiver core in the nation, arguably, you know, blah, 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 and a six-year quarterback, at a certain point, let it rip for three straight possessions when you're up by 20.
And what's it hurt?
Lead. You know what I mean? Like, Dylan Gabriel doesn't strike me as a guy that's an injury risk by any stretch.
Yeah.
I know a fluke thing can happen. He could tear
an ACL. He's not running also. Just say, hey, Dylan, just get down. If you do get out and run, just get down. That's all you really need out of it.
Like, it was just the fourth quarter, whatever. I kind of wasn't even really paying attention, if I'm being honest. Third quarter was just boring and bad. It just reminded me of the Idaho game, where it's like, well, we're going to win. Even though the Idaho game was not a – 3-score lead at any stretch. But like, oh, we're going to win. Let's just...
They're not going to feel like Cristobal style. It's like, all right, we're up 3 scores It's like already let's just like kill this clock is like almost what it felt like. It's like we're in no hurry to score. We're not going to try to push it deep downfield. Let's just try to have another, you know, 10 plus minute drive and maybe kick a field goal.
Well, and like, yeah. And I'll read stuff, you know, coming like this week where they're like, oh, Oregon is correct. You know, national media, Oregon has corrected some things, but they still lack explosiveness. And I'm like,
it definitely
how does. Much, they but don't. I'm like, how much of that is Oregon just not like just being weird for half a game? Because clearly, even against Boise, like, I mean, they, you know, I know they had the two long kick returns that kind of skewed some things, but they had like three big explosive passes. Oregon State, they had two or three as well. UCLA in the first half, I think they had three explosive passings. They could do it. It's just weird that they stop.
Yeah, I
don't know. I just,
I don't know what it is either, because it's not like, oh, not trying to show our hand with plays. You could run simple routes for explosive plays.
I tell Evan Stewart to run straight sometime. Yeah.
I think there were a couple plays in this game that kept us from viewing Oregon that way. The interception was one. I think you're right. If Oregon scores a touchdown or even kicks a field goal there, we're not talking like this. And I think if Tez throws that touchdown to Herbert, I think we're not talking like this either. Because UCLA is awful, and Oregon thoroughly dominated UCLA. Like, I think the problem we had is that Oregon was like playing with their food. You know, you would prefer Oregon to just win by 50. Like, just put them away, win by 50, and they just didn't do it. Well, they had, but like I'm saying, like if those plays happen, if a other couple other like dumb mistakes that Oregon makes don't happen, then they do that. So because UCLA is true, they gain 172 total yards. Like they're fucking awful. Like,
can I just say something? I love being online, but I know online it's poison and online is a trap. And for about a decade now, I don't participate in first quarter Twitter. First quarter group messages, first quarter Discord. I love looking back at the Discord on Saturday. Defense is trash.
Yo.
Can't stop shooting.
Yo.
We're bucking. It was like six or seven people. This defense stinks. And then at halftime, UCLA had 55 yards of offense.
I love him, Fender, but boy, he was on one all night.
I'm a dipshit fan too. Don't misunderstand me. Right. I'm not getting on a ivory tower here. I'm a dipshit. I just know that I need to detach up for a quarter sometime. Well, you know, every week. And I love reading first quarter Discord, Twitter, group. It's amazing. Because like we say, the other team is paid to try and do well. They're incentivized. It's their coach's livelihood. It's now the player's livelihood for most part. I just thought it was fun. It's like a halftime. They're like, oh, and it's 327 yards to 55. Yeah.
And guess what? The beginning of those games too are all schemed out already.
Right.
There's no the coaches having to like, exactly. So yeah, teams are going to do better when they have a game plan and everyone's on the same page for those first, you know, drive or two.
Well, and like I said, you know, after the Oregon State game, that first drive and a half pissed me off too. Like it did, but I knew it wasn't going to last because that was if Oregon was going to score, Oregon State could not keep it up. But I was irritated too. I just didn't voice it. So again, I'm not on a soapbox here. I just take deep breaths in the first quarter. And yes, Fender was unhinged.
You had to figure Gabriel's first interception of the season would go for a 100-yard touchdown.
As soon as he threw it, I was watching with a buddy. And as soon as he threw it, I was like, oh, that's a pick six.
Yeah.
And he's like, huh? No way. And within like 3 seconds, he was like, oh yeah, that's
he gone.
We just kind of turned our head and went to the kitchen. And
I hated the play call. There's like 20 seconds left and they're on like the 7 or 8. Fucking throw the ball into the end zone. I hate the little short routes like that. because that's what can happen when you run little timing slants.
No. That wasn't the play call. Like, that was like his third read, maybe. Like, he started left, came across to the right. Tez came in, was supposed to catch like a slant if he threw it to him, and then shit started breaking down and he went to cut outside, and that's when he like fell down and the ball went right to Addison. Yeah, so
guess what, Tez, get in the end zone.
Horrible decision by Gabriel. Like, yeah. That's on Gabriel. Like, he shouldn't have thrown that. Like, throw it out of the end zone, throw it literally like into the dirt anywhere else. Just don't do what you did.
It's the same thing that pisses me off about your fucking Niners, Braga, is the amount of play calls when they're like inside the 10 that the ball is thrown short of the end zone.
Yeah. You mean the best quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, the best dink and dunker in the NFL ever.
Get out of here!
Fucking dink and dunk his way to the fucking Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
Yeah, I really just hate when you have these elite.
Can't lose to the Rams, though, and be the best. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly. But they have elite weapons now. You guys might disagree with what I'm going to say here, but I wouldn't mind seeing a little end zone fade to Stewart here. Go back to the
Stewart?
Old magic to Stewart.
Like, go the shortest guy?
He's got hops.
Who are you throwing to?
Throw to Trayshawn, one of them, any of them. Give me a fade to one of the wide receivers.
Trayshawn or Casper or Ferguson.
They're faster off the line. They're faster. They could jump higher. They run good routes. Just throw it up to people in the end zone. That's exactly that's all Washington did last year, and it got them to the championship game. Just throw it up.
And like, just as a critique of the Will Stein offense, listen, I know they're just doing efficiency, and it's great. And last year, we don't believe this, but like S&P will tell you, it was the most efficient college offense of all time. No, it wasn't. We saw 2019 LSU and a barrage of other teams. It was not. But at some point, just fucking throw the ball deep.
Mm-hmm.
You watch enough NFL games and they'll say, hey, when it's close, the best play is the underthrown deep ball because of PI. And I know college isn't quite, the PI rule is different, but Alabama, Georgia, for example, Georgia comes down and scores. And what does Alabama do? They just fucking chuck it deep. And you want to know what? If it went incomplete, that's fine. But sometimes you just. Will Stein's offense, looks great on a spreadsheet. And I'm not saying I don't want him calling plays in Eugene going forward. But man, sometimes it's like another RPO. It's the 19th RPO. And at this point, all they're doing is they're coming. The backers are like shady. And I'm not football guy, but this is stuff you can see on your TV. The backers are pinching in and the safety's coming up. You want to know what they're doing? They're just telling you, throw it out wide. Yeah. And we'll run to the ball. You're not going to run it. We just know you're going to throw it. And sometimes it's a little boring.
They threw the fade to Casper. And it got them a pass interference, which led to a touchdown.
It did.
I'm with you.
But again, if you're landing here, what's the point of recruiting these big five-star fucking wide receivers if you're not going to utilize them being five stars?
The only thing I can think of is they're doing rope-a-dope for Ohio State. And if they're not, then God help us. If this is just what the offense is, which again, you look at some spreadsheets this week, and oh boy, are they super efficient. But are they good?
And would you guys have guessed that? Like before the season started, when the options in our eyes was like Cam Ward and Dylan Gabriel. I would say Dylan Gabriel was kind of the wild card, like Manziel style. Get him running, get him out of the pocket. He can make plays when plays break down, and Cam Ward would have been the better pocket passer, kind of a lot how Nix was last year. I did not expect him to go full Nix with Dylan Gabriel, just three-step drop. Here's a little four-yard dig a guy's running. Just hit it 14 times in a game.
I'll say four-yard digs to Trayshawn Holden are pretty awesome.
Those guys are so fast, they could turn that little four-yard slant into 30, 40
yards. That's the point. Touchdown. Yeah.
But also, they can just run by guys. Throw it deep.
I'm holding out until the Ohio State game.
They have been a little. They have been a little. Yeah, just not as much as we'd like. Yeah.
They have explosive plays. It's just they then all of a sudden turn off the faucet.
In the second half, yeah.
For an entire quarter plus, they're just like, you want to know what? For these three plus possessions, we're turning the water off and just
drip, drop. And I 100% agree with you that I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's boring. But the first half, they're so explosive.
Yeah.
And then at 0 point in that game in the second half where I was like, oh, there's a chance the Ducks are going to lose. No. Like they could have been, they might as well have been up 50 with how confident I was that they were going to end up winning the game in the end. But when you start looking towards the playoffs and these random people that maybe necessarily aren't watching all the games, they're just going to look at the score and be like, oh, you only won by three scores. Yep. Winning by 40 plus looks a lot better when they're going to like, oh, if you don't win the Big Ten, get the 5 seed. That's a lot better than them looking and be like, oh, they had a, you know, they only beat them by three scores, and maybe they drop down to the 7 seed. It's like,
and again, I think Oregon's playing for the, even in the preseason, I thought Oregon was playing for the 5 seed. They're not beating Ohio State and Indianapolis. Injuries aside, it's just, let's be real here. There'll be 19 Oregon fans there.
I mean, I will say I'm not super high on Ohio State. I don't think they're world beaters by any means.
No, I think Oregon could. So, I mean, let's save that for 2 weeks. But
yeah, exactly.
They could beat them in Eugene for sure.
I think it's a field goal game or, you know, spread or under on a neutral field. Still, that's just how I view Ohio State.
Okay.
Any pee on Pete Rose's grave?
Quick thing. We will go piss on Pete Rose's grave, but. I thought James looked really good.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking.
Where I thought James looked good.
That's what I was sort of thinking in the second half, right? It was almost like Oregon was like, "Hey, we're gonna win. Let's get Jordan James 100 yards," and they almost made a concerted effort to just slow everything down, get him 100 yards, and then it was like, "Okay, now we can throw again." And then they threw the touchdown to Tez, and then it's like, "Okay, now the game's actually over." 20 carries, 103 yards and a touchdown. Like he looks good when the offensive line doesn't suck. I think the same can be said for everything in Oregon's offense. And with the O-line, like, you know, they had the bye week. They did move some pieces around. There was like a guy in there. I don't remember his name. Starts with an S. But he was like their left guard, and I don't remember seeing him before, but he was good. And the offensive line was good, and Jordan James, the run at the end with the stiff arm and getting up the sideline, like nasty stuff, man. He's a good running back. Like Whittington is clearly not back. He's like, you know, I don't know if that's a matter of him not having room, but like he just is not what he was last year. So
it looks like it's almost there. Like you see that explosive play, like that first step or two happen, but then. I don't know if he's just maybe reading some wrong holes on it or what, but it just kind of all his runs kind of just die after 3 yards. Yeah. Don't know what it is, but
yep.
And I will say on the defensive side, Birch was a fucking animal in that game.
I think Maddie, you got another sack too, by the way. He sort of fell into one, but Harmon is so good.
Filthy. And again, he was the throw-in random guy.
Mm-hmm.
From Michigan State.
Yeah. But he was just like, he's a fat underachiever. Caldwell is going to be the good guy on the interior from Houston. Yeah. And Harmon is a beast. It's hard, again, because Justin Jacobs and Bosa have really not played. So we, even though Bryce Betcher is
again, I saw Jacobs out there a bunch this time.
No. And Bosa says this week he's 100%. So we're full bore. And Betcher is somehow rated like the top middle linebacker on the West Coast by PFF. But I don't really have a problem with the defense. I don't. I think the defense is really good. I mean, the Boise State game, for fuck's sake, that 70-yard Ash Genty run was brutal because two safeties completely overran it. Should have been a 15-yard game.
Dude, he's got a thousand. He's got a thousand yards in four games. Like, no, what the is
insane. And like 13 touchdowns.
What the hell?
And like we've said before, like that one Genty run the third quarter against Oregon where it was just like 25 yards, but you know he's running with his pads going towards the sideline and just shrugging guys off because he's just that good. It is what it is.
Yeah. Defense is phenomenal. Like you watch the UCLA game and you really could see how good they are on the defensive line just across the board. Like there is not a weakness on the defensive line. And they have depth. It's awesome.
I will say they haven't really played a good offense. Like Boise State has a good running back and a good kind of run block.
Horrible quarterback. Yeah.
Horrible quarterback. And same thing with the other teams. And I'm going to say it again this week. Michigan State's not a very scary offense.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at the rest of the season and it's like
Ohio State yeah. has like, isn't it weird how like Ohio State and Alabama have like the two best receivers in the country and they're both true freshmen. It is bonkers. Like Ohio State's offense is like really scary.
But
I wonder, by the way, like we look at their offense and it sort of makes me think of Oregon's offense because, you know, they have like two
Ohio State or Alabama's
Ohio State because they have like two decent running backs. They have really good wide receivers. Good tight end, solid quarterback, you know, like Will Howard's like not as good as Gabriel, I don't think. But you know, like they're pretty close to what Oregon is. So
that's what I'm saying. I think they're not world beaters. They're a good team that just like the Ducks.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see that one in a couple weeks.
The difference though, is that when you brought up Alabama and Ohio State, they utilize those freshman freak wide receivers
to
the fullest of their abilities.
Yes. That Georgia-Alabama game was incredible. Like, incredible.
Amazing.
Like, one of the best games I've ever watched.
I did not watch the start of the Duck game.
I had both on. I had the phone next to me with Georgia-Alabama. It's like, Jesus, this is so good.
I was just like, this is UCLA. I could miss the first couple tracks. I'm good.
And you were right.
Yeah, I was right.
All right, let's...
Back to my point. The rest of the season, though, it's Ohio State and what, like, Illinois is a good offense? I'm looking at the rest. Purdue, Michigan, Wisconsin. I hate to say this, but Washington's probably the third best offense they're playing the rest of the season.
Washington honks. Stop it.
Top 10 metrics. Top 10 offensive defense.
Purdue, Maryland, Wisconsin, they're terrible offenses.
Enough with the Huskies.
This defense is probably going to finish top 5 in the country by whatever metric they use to judge defenses like that.
Yeah.
They just almost have to, unless Ohio State scores 70 on
by them. Default.
By default, almost. Yeah.
The Boise State data point, it's still early enough that it's really just, it's kind of screwing with the numbers.
And again, I don't even think they had that many yards. It was just,
it was under 400, but
because they can't throw the ball. Like that's the thing. Yeah. So Genty runs for like he runs for like 200, but they still only gain like 350 total.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to lines.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching baseball, but don't let those Royals win a game in the Bronx. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Aaron Judge, you hit 160 in the playoffs last year. Hey, Yankees. You want to know who has a more recent World Series appearance? The Royals. And you want to know who won a World Series the year after that, which is way more recent than yours? The Royals. Don't let the Royals win a game in the Bronx. I'm just telling you, Yanks.
That's all you're saying.
The walls are going to start closing in on you, Aaron Boone. The walls are going to start closing in on you, Aaron Judge.
Are you actually scared of the Yankees?
No.
Because they have no pitching.
Like, honestly, I kind of think it and we don't need to spend more than 90 seconds on this. I think the series kind of goes, the Royals outplay the Yankees for like 80% of every game, and there's just one three-run swing in the seventh inning of like four games, and they win. But I'm just telling you, Aaron Judge, you're kind of a choker. It's kind of a choker. You're not good.
This could be the grossest. If it's Kansas City in Detroit in
Cleveland, ALCS, if it's AL Central, ALCS, yeah. Rob Manfred is dying.
The Central is gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
They're the most least fun. They're good teams. I mean, Cleveland has like the best ERA in baseball, yes. And they have a top three player in Jose Ramirez. They are a gross team to watch. Yeah. The Tigers are equally as gross, and so are the Royals, minus Bobby Witt.
Yes.
Gross. Yes.
Vinny Pasquantino swings hard. That's the second best thing about the Royals, I'll say.
Salvador Perez hits some donked bombs.
He can still run into one.
Yeah,
he can. All right, moving on. No one cares about
them. No, I was gonna say, like, do you want to, like, piss on Pete Rose's grave a little bit? Like, anything to say?
All I want to say about Pete Rose is I'm shocked at the national, like, Dan Patrick, for example.
I agree.
I know he's from Cincinnati.
I know what you're going to say, and I agree.
I just think it's weird because all of us are kind of like, head guys, whatever. And that could just be because that's our generation too. But the number one rule, it's not even just the number one rule in baseball that says don't bet on sports. The number one rule across sports is your customers have to think what you're watching is not predetermined and it's real. Like, bad calls happen. But you got to think it's real, and it's not a manager pulling the strings in the sixth inning that leads to a fuck up in the eighth. You know what I mean? Like, it just I don't gamble a lot, but I sports gamble some. I've been to the casino. Like, I'm not a prude. I'm not even against it. But in sports, that's the one thing that does make me work outside of murder and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, guys. I don't think Peds and gambling to me is not equitable. I think gambling is, you have to, like, Tim Donaghy, you know, in the NBA. That was enormous because we thought for a couple years everything was fixed. As people still say that shit to this day. You just can't have it. So,
contrary to our Ray Carruth takes from a few weeks ago, we are against murder on this podcast.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
No, I'm like, I don't understand the reaction. Like, I have seen so many national people, so many, like, even local, like, friends, like, people on Facebook saying, like, oh, man, RIP to the legend. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame, like, yesterday.
It's
like, are you forgetting? Like, how quick you forget how much of a douchebag he was? And, like,
That doesn't matter, though, because, like, Barry Bonds and them are asshole douchebags.
Oh, sure.
Being a douchebag doesn't matter.
I get it. But gambling on the sport as the active manager on your team is not okay. And by the way, like, you know, we're hearing, like, the Hall of Fame, like, does not have to listen to this ban. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with them. So, but, like, why are you all of a sudden changing your mind on this? Because it's the same people, you see them, like, staunchly against is it like the cool thing? Like, do you get street cred if you support Pete Rose after he dies? Like, why?
It's just every time someone dies that has somewhat of a checkered past, there's always someone, a big group of people that come out like, oh, it shouldn't matter and shit like that. And it'd be one thing if once Pete Rose retired and, you know, got banned and all that stuff, if he, like, turned his life around and became like an upstanding person or like a good person for baseball. He was not that his entire life.
No. He lied about gambling for like 20
yeah.
plus years.
Over and I over mean, again. Yeah.
It just, and again, all of our sports heroes lie. You know what I mean? Like, Michael Jordan had his dad killed over gambling debts. Shit happens. But
allegedly. No, you're right, Ski. Because, like, we generally, like, there are some things that are unforgivables. But generally, if you make an effort if you like put yourself out there, like come clean, say, you know, yes, I did this. It was shitty. I shouldn't have done it. Blah, blah, blah. I am going to try to, you know, help other players not do this in the future, or, you know, whatever, even just be contrite at all. Then we as a nation generally want to forgive you, especially if you're one of the best athletes in the history of a sport.
Athlete, let's not say he's the
best hitter in the history of the sport. Okay.
You don't have to be an athlete to hit a baseball.
Fair.
You just have to be, you are great baseball player.
Baseball guy, you got me there. But he didn't do that. Every time it was brought up, he would deny. He would talk shit about the people who, like, punished him, about every commissioner to come after. Like, he was a douchebag his whole life. Like, he was never not a douchebag.
And a thing about, like, the nostalgia thing, like, you know, this is, you know, for certain people, that's who they watched. And we watched the Ped guys. I don't give a fuck if A-Rod makes the Hall of Fame. Yeah. If Barry Bonds dies in 30 years and isn't in the Hall of Fame, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to champion his cause. Yeah. Like, I think Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen. But you want to know what? Yeah. I know he cheated like hell. So he's probably not the best baseball player I've ever seen. I don't care.
He is. He's still the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It could be Ohtani. You know? We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, but...
Best hitter I've ever seen.
I mean, yes. Yeah. Oh my god, that fucker, that motherfucker could see a grain of rice in the strike zone and flick that shit off a dick. Like, it was just insane.
Do you think he did Adderall too? Like, remember all the Seahawks defenders, like Richard Sherman got suspended for taking Adderall or whatever. Like, absolutely. I bet Bonds was doing that too. Yeah.
Well, Bonds also came up in the 80s where I think they were still taking like greenies. Stuff. So
yeah. I think it's weird that people are so passionate about it. And I'm like, maybe we're just like that one of the first generations that doesn't give a shit about like the accolades afterwards. Like, we don't watch a Hall of Fame ceremony. What is the last fucking Hall of Fame ceremony in any sport you watched?
It's clips of the NFL one. That's it. I don't watch the NFL Hall of Fame induction. Like,
I even watched when Jordan went in, and I know that Michael Jordan sat there and killed like this old high school teacher that he invited to the ceremony and was looking at him, calling him a piece of shit. I still haven't watched it. I don't give a fuck. Care? Good for you, Mike. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
It is weird.
No, but my whole thing with it also is, like you brought up, it's the one line in sports, and like especially baseball, because baseball had the biggest scandal in all of sports with the Black Sox. I mean, they went through that. They banned like
they got to be black ski.
African American Sox ski. Come on,
African American Sox. They literally banned like 9 guys for life from the World Series. I mean, from that, it was
even guys who weren't really involved. Like, they were associated with the guys involved, and they got banned.
Hit like 600 in the World Series. He got banned. It's like
he wasn't even wearing shoes.
He was shoeless.
Impressive.
It wasn't that long after that to when like Pete Rose was a kid probably watching the Black Sox scandal. He would have saw what happened to that sport. That's why I'll never, that's the one thing. If you're betting on sports as an active player like that, I'm sorry. I don't give a shit.
I know we need to move on to Lions. And
we do.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Just give me like
last take.
Yes. So like when there have been NFL players recently that have been suspended for a year or half a year because they're gambling on their alma mater playing like Middle Tennessee State, but they're doing it from the NFL facility. That I think is overboard. That I think is stupid, because if they just went across the street, it's perfectly fine, perfectly legal. But betting on your own sport, betting on your own team is insane. You cannot do it. You cannot do it.
Plus, also from the bookie side of it, you can't have that kind of insider be in the building and betting on stuff too. I mean,
Like the Alabama baseball coach was fired within the last year because he was feeding a buddy information.
Exactly.
The guy for the Raptors or whatever, the Porter guy. It's still a thing. You cannot have the customer think the game is fixed. All right, lines.
The only sport that it's still allowed is horse racing. You could have those trainers and stuff tell your buddy like, hey, this horse is running like dog shit and it's a favorite or something like that. Or, oh, I just loaded it up with fucking, I don't even know what they use to get those horses running fast. That's the one sport where it's still like, oh yeah, there's still cheating and insiders in that.
Oh, the king's sport.
Insider trading. Get me a fancy hat.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. You know, by the way, in radio, we have
senators and governors can inside trade.
In radio, yep. We have like hand signals we give when there's like a certain amount of time left. So it's like 30 seconds is that one. And so this can be our lines one.
Yeah.
I like that. But Booble in the chat, John McCain tried for years to get Shoeless Joe Jackson a presidential pardon. So good luck with that. All right, let's do lines.
Lines everywhere, lines. Puff Daddy does something called pink cocaine. That's not real lines. Bring back the craft of snorting real lines. If we just railed against gambling, here's our lines.
That guy had a bed in like 80 different parts of his house. A basketball court. Why you have a bed on your basketball court?
Basketball is my favorite court. I like the way you dick. What did he?
Huh?
It's about dribbling the ball up and down the court.
Okay, let's get to the lines.
All right. kind of a wash of a week for us. Raga, you had 7. Me and King have 6. Didn't really change it much. You are still up 3 on King and 8 on me. So
8!
8.
We are early in the season, Ski.
We're chasing, baby. Oh,
Bornacki is calling this one early.
Oh, stop the count. So,
a landslide.
Oh, my God. By the way, we were told to give a fantasy football update, which we're not going to do. But I will also I'm undefeated. So I'll just say that, too.
I will next week. Had a high school baseball meeting thing I had to go to. Sorry.
Important things.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Informative.
You don't have to apologize. Yeah. No, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Yeah. I'm setting my lineups, doing that.
But so first game, we have the Bruins again. We saw what they did last week. They are going to Penn State. Penn State is a 27.5 point favorite.
Give me the Nits.
Lions, please.
I want to chase, but I don't know if UCLA scores.
Yeah.
So I think Penn State could score 4 touchdowns. So yeah, give me Penn State.
Hey, Skeet, like I know the concept is chasing points, but you got to get points. Like you can't be picking teams like UCLA, my guy. Like
no, I can be doing that. I could do it this next game. Next game.
Watch Purdue. Him. Watch him.
Purdue, they're 14.5 point dogs at Wisconsin.
I'm still going Wisconsin.
I got Purdue with the points.
Ah, good, because I was not taking Purdue. I see how I tricked you there. I'm taking Wisconsin. Purdue is very bad. I cannot back Purdue. But I will be backing this team. Iowa, 19.5 point dogs at Ohio State. Give me Iowa. I just think they're just going to gross this game up. It's going to be a lower scoring than Ohio State's used to. They'll win, but 2 touchdowns to win by.
I will take OSU.
Give me the Hawkeyes, my sneaky playoff team from August.
Yeah, you're still hanging on to that.
Cade McNamara, please save me, buddy.
God, how about bench him? They have nobody else on that roster.
Oh, it's football.
They're paying him too much. The coach got suspended for him, man. You can't just bench him.
That's like signing a superstar that's like in their 40s and you're paying them $70 million a year. It's like, we still got to fucking play this guy. We're paying him $70 million.
We're looking at Artie Moreno and the Angels.
Yeah, exactly.
Run him out there.
Pujols playing first base.
Yeah. The dude literally can't run anymore, but fuck, we got to run him out there. Oh. How about this guy, James Risar? or Jackson Stratton. One of these guys could throw a football right for Iowa. I mean, come on.
Those are names.
Those are names. God. All right. We got, this is a weird line to beat. Indiana, 13.5-point favorites at Northwestern. Has the temp started dropping on the lake over there yet? On the lacrosse field?
Not quite.
Not quite? No.
Not frozen.
Not frozen yet.
All give me the Hoosiers.
Yeah. I'm taking the Hoosiers as well. If it's not sub-zero temp there, I don't want anything to do with Northwestern.
Sub-zero. Indiana star pick.
Star pick,
Indiana.
Actually, Indiana's my star pick, too, because I was going to bring this up and say Northwestern's offense through four games has scored two touchdowns.
Yep.
Indiana's playing.
One was in overtime.
In a game that they lost.
Against Duke.
Yes.
Against Duke.
Indiana's playing very well so far this year. So we'll
see. They are?
Yep.
They are. Next game, well, clearly the odds makers have been listening to the podcast because what month is it now? Are we into October?
Spooky month. Yes.
So now we are into October. Rutgers is now a 7.5-point dog at Nebraska. Yeah. Do you trust the October Shianos? I don't. Give me Nebraska.
You got the October Shianos against a freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Which one's going to break, buddy?
Yes.
This is a push as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's why it's 7.5. If it was 7, I would probably say Nebraska by 7.
I got Nebraska.
Boring. I got Nebraska too.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought one of us was going to have faith in Shiano that he would finally win a fucking game in fucking October.
Ignore history and have faith in Shiano in October.
Yeah. I know.
Like Limp Bizkit said, you got to have faith.
I'm surprised you didn't save this game for your star pick, Brog, because this is a Michigan. Michigan's a 1.5-point dog at UW.
Michigan.
UW.
You got UW, I got Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, you guys just riding your Huskies.
I'm just saying, yep. Your plan to throw for 50 yards a game and win, not sustainable.
I'm backing the Huskies here, too. You have to be able to score some fucking points to win a football game.
Wow. Look at these honks. These Husky honks.
Down to Washington.
All right.
Something special going on in that Montlake, boys.
Oh, something in that water, baby. Something in that water. Next up, we got USC. USC is a 7.5-point favorite at Minnesota.
You want to know what? Give me the Gophers plus 7.5. If that game against Michigan goes one quarter more, the Gophers win.
That is true, but I am a star picking SC. The Gophers are bad. PJ Fleck, come on.
No, roll the boat. Roll the boat.
You don't row the boat against like one of the top crew schools in the fucking country.
Nice. Like dropping some crew knowledge on the podcast. I love that.
Where is USC doing crew at? The LA River?
Yeah, are you making that up?
I am, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not doing crew.
They seem snooty enough to have a good crew team.
Yeah, crew in South Central Los Angeles, totally. Yep.
Silver Lake doing regattas?
Crew, yes. The Compton crew, right?
The La Brea Tar Pits? I'm confused here.
I am also picking USC.
We're on an island here.
Yeah.
Call me Darrell Revis.
Last game, I got this line now at 23.5 for the Ducks. So give me Oregon by 24 or more.
Yeah, Ducks.
I think it's going to be the same start to where I think Chiles might have a drive or two to start the game where he doesn't look like complete dog shit, and then the defense starts getting to him, and he actually is not a good quarterback. So. Yeah,
because I will say, against Ohio State, I think they scored and had two turnovers inside the 12-yard line on their first three possessions. they were never going to win. And then they didn't do a damn thing. No. Not like literally had 47 yards the rest of the game. And yeah. Aiden Childs, I see the potential. I do. 8 picks already. A couple fumbles.
It kind of reminds me of how Dante Moore looked last year. Because you could see there's ability there. I don't know if it's just you need that experience. But he played enough last year. You thought he would have enough experience coming in to where he wouldn't have 8 interceptions already.
Yeah. I'm going to go Michigan State with the points.
You would.
I think it's
you and Canzano best. You and Canzano best fucking buds here.
I think it's gonna, you just don't count last year's Civil War.
Just take out last year.
Brassico never happened.
Jonathan Smith. The Derek Miller duel
did not happen because there was just too big of a talent gap.
I think it's going to be like 21. You know?
He looked right into the players' eyes at Oregon State and said, you want to know what? They don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah, just no faith. That must be it. Yep. That's Lions? That's Lions. Yep. All right, let's do Michigan State trivia. Again, I'm going to blast through this quick, or as quick as I can. If you have not heard our trivia before, I give one of these guys a question. They have a chance to answer it. If they get it wrong or if they pass, then it will go to the other person, who will then have a multiple choice opportunity to take the point. It is best out of 10. I only do 10 questions. Last week King won. He ended up with 7 because we did the extra ones at the end. So King, you get to start again today.
This is going to be quick because I only have like 3 answers for Michigan State players.
Oh, that's I know. All I got. Yeah,
that's all I got is 3 guys that I remember. That like, all right, I'm gonna throw them all out.
Cedric Irvin is going to be like, and Plaxico Burress are all my answers.
That's all I got.
This is actually like hard, I think. creating this was actually kind of surprising to me. I'm like, oh, I didn't know they went there. Like that kind of shit. So you guys are probably going to react the same way. So King, starting off with you. Michigan State has 3 players in the NFL Hall of Fame. Herb Adderley, Joe DeMaurie, and this guy, who was a place kicker nicknamed the Great Dane due to him being born in Denmark. Do you know who he is? Hall of Fame kicker.
Cedric Irvin.
Fucking give me a break. All right, Ski, your options.
How many of these names did you make up on the multiple choice?
No, they're real people.
All 3 of them are real people.
You'll recognize them. Okay. Ski, your options. Gary Anderson, Morton Anderson, or Jan Stenerud?
Born in which country?
Denmark.
I mean, this just seems like a fucking pure bait answer here, but I'm going to go Jan Stenerud, wherever the fuck his name is.
Man, you're just sucker. You're just taking the bait, I know, man.
I knew the bait was there. I had to go for
it. Unreal. It's Morton Anderson.
Both the Andersons are the same fucking person to me, so it doesn't matter.
Morton Anderson went to Michigan State. Yeah, apparently. So nobody gets a point.
I was not aware of that.
Russell, were you aware of that? No, I was not aware of that. Ski, who is Michigan State's all-time winningest head coach?
I'll name the one coach I have other than Jonathan Smith, Mark D'Antonio.
That is the correct answer.
Yes.
So Ski gets a point. Also, Nick Saban coached there at one time. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Could not have been there for that long.
Not long enough. Space. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Might be an easy one for King. Michigan State's mascot, it's an abomination, as we previously discussed. Weird, unsettling to look at. What is the mascot's name?
I'm just going to Sparty. I don't fucking know.
Sparty is the correct answer.
Well, Sparty is a good answer. Yeah.
It's really the only answer.
Well, I mean, I could just see them being like, we're history buffs. We're naming him. Let's just.
The multiple choice were Sparty, Harry, or Spear. I was not creative.
No.
All right, tied at 1, back to Ski. Who is Michigan State's career leader in passing yards and touchdowns?
I'm going to name the one quarterback I can remember. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins.
That is incorrect. King, your options. Kirk Cousins, Jeff Smoker, or Connor Cook?
Jeff Smoker?
Say Connor Cook?
Connor Cook Jeff is the Smoker. Correct answer. Yep.
Jeff Smoker is a great... That's a great drop. I remember Jeff Smoker.
Yep.
There's no way Jeff Smoker threw for more than like three. Any yards? Did he throw from any yards?
No, he was. He's like on their all-time list.
Is he on their list?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. No, by the way, like a lot of these names, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. All right. So King leads 2-1. And this goes back to King. Who holds the career record for receiving touchdowns with 27?
Oh, my gosh. I can see him. I can't remember his name. Fuck. Reggie Williams. He
the Washington receiver?
Yeah, that's it's the same year. Oh. Charlie Rogers.
That is the correct answer. Yes.
Oh.
Charles Rogers, but yeah. Yeah. Charles Rogers.
Wasn't Andre Rison?
Andre Rison went there. Yep.
Yeah, that's the one guy I knew. I completely forgot about Charles Rogers.
My multiple choice were Rogers, Andre Rison, and Plaxico Burress.
Yep, that's pretty
much it. That's all I remember. Yep. Yeah. And by the way, some other dude leads them in yards and catches, so there is no way I was going to ask you about those. I think it's like BJ Cunningham or something.
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah. Yeah. Totally familiar with that guy.
Never heard of that person. So King leads 3-1. Back over to Ski. You might get this because it's a movie one.
Oh, all right.
This film director never graduated from Michigan State because he left school early to film The Evil Dead. Who is he?
Sam Raimi?
Sam Raimi is the correct answer. Yep. He went there for like 2 years and then left to get rich, which he did. Back to King now. Speaking of 2 years, this legendary actor went to Michigan State for 2 years trying to make the football team but wasn't good enough, and so he left to transfer to Hofstra to become an actor. He went on to star in 136 things and was nominated for an Oscar for his role in The Godfather. Who is he? Basically, if I name anything else about him, you would like immediately know who he is. Oscar nomination for The Godfather, prolific actor.
Pass.
Pass? Name an actor from The Godfather.
Robert De Niro.
Incorrect. Ski, your options, Al Pacino, James Caan, or Marlon Brando?
James Caan seems like a guy that would go to try to play football at Michigan State.
That is the correct answer. Yep. All right. I would apologize to King, but he won by like 30 last week. So Ski getting both the movie ones.
Never even seen The Godfather. That's unfair.
You haven't seen The Godfather? Man, you got to see The Godfather.
I've seen The Godfather.
It's right up your alley. It's like
Godfather
3 hours.
Godfather 2 is better, though.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours and 20 minutes. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, that is terrible. That's your shit, man. All right, back to Ski, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who is Michigan State's all-time leader in rushing yards and touchdowns?
I'm going to name the only running back I can think of again. I'm going to say Le'Veon Bell.
Incorrect. King, your options. Le'Veon Bell, Lorenzo White, or Cedric Ervin?
I'm going to get this so wrong. I'm going to say Lorenzo White.
That's correct. Yeah. By the way, WCP in the chat dropping a TJ Duckett for that.
Oh,
man. Whoa.
All them Ducketts.
Yo, that is fire. 4,887 yards and 43 touchdowns.
So bad.
I just remembered another running back, Javon Ringer.
Sounds like a person. All right, so we're going back to Ski, right? No? Yes? No. Because you just did the last one and then you stole it. Okay, so to King for the win, it's 4-3. Sparty has had four players taken second overall in the NFL draft, including Charles Rogers. One guy has ever been taken first overall. Who it?
Bubba Smith.
That is the correct answer.
That was in the Hall of Fame. 1960s Sparty football right up my alley.
Wow.
Buster Brown.
How the hell did you know that?
Because I just knew he was a defensive lineman at Michigan State.
Yep. 1967.
Did he become an actor, Bubba Smith?
He acted in some things.
Yep. Okay. That's probably where I know the name from.
So King with the victory. One last question. What is the name of their stadium?
Ooh.
Spartan Stadium?
Yep. It's not
they
clever.
They are not very fucking creative there, are they?
Michigan State, not clever. Sparty and Spartan Stadium. All right.
Tuning into like the Rutgers game last weekend on Friday. When they're like, welcome to CTIFUSCK Stadium at BECU Credit Union Field. I was like, holy God, Rutgers. Yeah. You're unwatchable enough as it is. Yeah. I can't hear the intro every time they come back from timeout. It's annoying.
Booble mentioning Bubba Smith was Hightower in Police Academy, he thinks.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to flip this on you, Brog, because I actually have some Michigan State knowledge that I'm going to test you on. What? I think he's in the Hall of Fame. What Hall of Fame baseball player is in the Michigan State Football Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
Won a memorable home run in the 80s.
Kurt Gibson. Yeah, that's right. Fuck. Why you gotta bring that up, man? You think I'm not feeling down about the A's enough? You gotta bring up Kirk Gibson? What's wrong with you?
Yep.
Both of you.
Yeah, it was off my boy Eck, dude. I can't
turning off the damn podcast, man. Cold blooded. Okay, let's get to our list and end the podcast. Our list comes from the Discord, and it is from Booble, and I don't know where this list came from. Maybe he can tell us in the chat why this list came up, but it is top three stores in the mall.
You must have just watched Paul Blart Mall Cop or something.
Yeah, like I'm into it. Like I like the mall. I feel like we've done this before too, haven't we? Like
we mention old things at the mall sometimes, so
maybe.
I think it just filters in.
Yeah, whatever. All right, who wants to start? Top three stores at the mall. By the way, of all time. Like,
yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. I'm going to start in this. It's definitely not there anymore, mm-hmm. but you used to be able to go get a pack of Beaties there, and that was the Breyer Shop.
That's number three, the Breyer Shop.
I'm gonna combo that with Excalibur, that where you can go buy like swords.
Sword and a pipe. Like
Yeah. I'll combo those together.
Fuck, man. Beaties. Really bad for you.
Yeah. Oh, just
holy shit.
Yo, I haven't heard a Beatie reference in a long time, my guy.
I literally lost like 40 pounds in the summer of 2003 just because I smoked Beaties every day. Like, you couldn't eat. You couldn't hold anything down. You just shit all the time. It was great.
I did that summer. I did smoke a pipe for a bit, so it was a good place to get some pipe tobacco. Yeah. They had all sorts of flavors and stuff. Yeah.
No, that's what I was saying. Like Excalibur, you could go buy a pipe or a sword, and that's all you could buy. Like who are they? Who is their clientele?
It lasted for decades.
A long time. I know. Okay, so my number three is Sam Goody. Like, there were two stores that I would always go into every time I was at the mall, and Sam Goody was one of them. The other one's coming up later on my list. But any place you could go in And by the way, GameStop is not like this. It's different. Any place you could go in and look at CDs and video games and magazines, I was on board. I just like spend my entire like when I wasn't like at Wonderland or something, I'd be doing that. Yeah, exactly. I still got CDs,
bro. You could
probably
go back to it. You might have been going there when they were selling cassette tapes too. Just
let's not go crazy. I mean, chill out. Come on.
They may have been in the back, but it was a secondary option. Yeah.
They were out and about for purchase at the time.
That was for the hipsters who now do vinyl.
Yeah. God, but by the way, like hipsters are buying cassette tapes now. Like I've seen that be a thing.
It just got that pure sound, man. They don't have that sound anymore.
No, it doesn't.
It was the worst sound.
It sounds terrible.
It was the worst audio sound you have.
It's the whole point. That's why we moved on. Stop it. All right. What's yours?
King already did his, too.
Oh, you
did?
Briar Shop. That's right. My bad.
The sweet, sweet BDs.
That's right. The BDs. My bad. BD Delight. Threes from the chat. Nuttian says Bath and Body Works. Smells nice.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
It smells
you
nice.
You can get like soaps for $20. Hell of a deal. Or some candles.
Yep. Booble says FYE. It's good too. Get some cheap clothes. You know it. And WCP says Excalibur as well. Bunch of sword and pipe buyers here. Like, good stuff.
Hey,
man.
When you turn 18, fucking Briar Shop up.
Yeah. If you got the sword, you laid the pipe. That's what it said when you walked into the store.
Do you not remember that signage?
All right, what's your two?
My number two, I'm going to throw a double combo here because one's still there and I still frequent every time I go to the mall, and that's Lids. The other one I do not frequent anymore, even though I think it's still at the mall, and that's Zoomies.
I'm pretty sure Zoomies is still there. Yeah.
Is it still there too?
I'm pretty sure.
I just
yeah.
don't wear skateboard shoes anymore, so
nerd.
I don't frequent it.
I don't like Lids. I don't like it. They have some cool hats, but they're all like $40. And
expensive.
I ain't gonna do it. Yep.
But I just had a buddy that worked at Lids, so helpful.
Yeah. Let's see. My number two is this is hard, actually. I was going to do Spencer's. I'm not doing Spencer's because I genuinely would not go into Spencer's. Yeah. So I'm going to do Champs because I just saw it in the chat too. Like I would go. So again, like one of the stores I would always go to is Champs, and because they had like those like clearance racks. And so you could get some good shit sometimes.
Get some Champion socks and
yes.
They'd also have random jerseys you could run across that would be like, oh.
And it was like memories of the Champs outlet store on West 11th too. It's like, you know, yeah. So it's still there. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have like, oh, the Dale Ellis Nuggets jersey for some reason that's here, which is a shame.
LaFonso Ellis.
Yeah. They always had just random players. It was awesome. Yeah.
All right.
My number two, Hot Topic. Go in there and get yourself some Vans. Talk to a girl who has not talked to a father figure in 18 years. Good time.
Get some puka shells, too. I think they sold those.
God. That was more American Eagle. That was for the left.
Yeah.
No, you could get them, though. You get the puka shells. You could get a funny coffee mug. You could get a dildo.
You could get a Stussy hat with a cat and a rooster and said cock and pussy. They're I get the joke. It's layered and nuanced.
You get like an The Office t-shirt. You get like an anime backpack. You know, anything
if you
want.
If you wanted the real Stussy stuff, though, you had to go to Zoomies.
Yeah. So. Sorry, bro. That's a Zoomies.
I didn't want the real stuff.
That's a Zoomies thing.
I didn't want the real.
For sure.
That's a Zoomies.
All right, two.
A lot of the stuff that was two seasons out of style.
Couldn't handle it. All right, twos from the chat. Nuttian says Radio Shack.
She was not alive for Radio Shack.
Yeah. That's not a mall store, is it?
Do you even know Howie Long and a Terry Hatcher? Do you even know who Terry Hatcher and Howie Long are, sir? Those were our Radio Shack people.
And by the way, I'm throwing the bullshit flag on Radio Shack. That's not in malls.
Like it was that, definitely it was in our mall. I know
was
that.
It? Okay. Yep. All right. He says
it's a strip mall in mall or was. It was a 50-50.
All right, cuz he said they had one in the mall in Albany, so fair enough. I was going to say like TJ Maxx was going to be my 1, 2 and 3, but TJ Maxx is not part of malls, so I couldn't do it. So two from WCP, KB Toys. It's a good one. That's a great good one. Yeah. Booble number two is Champs / Lids. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. What's your all one?
Right. My number one, you might be surprised. My number one is Orange Julius.
Ooh.
I feel like that's off the board, but.
Yeah. I don't know if that flies, buddy. I think we gotta pick a store. That's a food court.
I'm thinking of our mall, Valley River Mall. Orange Julius was on the other end of the mall from the food court. It had its own little shop there next to where it used to be like a pet store next to it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, man. We're having that mall rats conversation, right? Where like, what is the cookie store part of the food court, or you know, like, I don't know. Right. I don't know. Like, chat, should we let it fly? I'm just kidding. I don't care your opinion.
Good, because I've never had another beverage that has had that consistency that an Orange Julius is. I don't know what it's not juice. I know it's not juice, but I don't know what that consistency is. And I long for that consistency again.
Yep. Jamba Juice ain't doing that. Nope. You know? Nope. Nobody's touching that.
Use a real fruit and shit. Fuck that.
Yep. Okay, my number one is Camelot. Y'all remember Camelot?
Another music store?
Yeah. It was also movies and stuff. It was like the better version of Sam Goody. And by the way, I think like Sam Goody replaced it in Valley River. I think it was like the same thing. Like they just, but yeah, man, like Camelot was my shit too. Go look at video games, go buy CDs. I would actually buy CDs there. That would be like a reason I would go to the mall would be to go to Camelot. So
I was the opposite of you. I would always go to Suncoast, the movie place at the other end. I would go there every time, right across from the Bible store that somehow lasted 30 years.
What's the what was the bookstore called? I can't remember it for the life of me, man. Like, you know, when you enter the mall, like where the duck shop is, and you would take a left and there would be like Excalibur and then there'd be the book place like right after. I can't remember what that place is called.
I ain't reading no books.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I just went to Natural Wonders so I could touch one of those globes that had the zany electric things.
Yes.
Natural O'Neaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd also do that at Spencer's.
Yeah. But I felt smarter at Natural Wonders.
I think
it was a little dirty and grimy doing that at Spencer's.
So Nutsian is dropping Walden Books and Borders.
I don't think it was that.
Borders was across the street.
Yeah, Borders was across the street.
It was a smaller one. I know what you're talking about, but it never got to a standalone status. Mm-mm. Yeah. It was always within the mall.
But I remember buying all my Calvin and Hobbes books there when I was a kid. I love that place. But yeah, I couldn't remember the name of it, so I couldn't go on the list.
Yeah.
All right, what's your one, King?
My number one is not Victoria's Secret. It is the pink side of Victoria's Secret. Because your boy's got to smell good. He's got some ashy elbows. He's got to smell good. And this, 2 for $10. And I can get candles there for 2 for $10. Yeah. So pink, not Victoria's Secret, pink is my number one mall store of all time.
You like that more than Bath and Body Works, eh?
Yes, because I'm smelling like a super berry. Is it not coming through? I mean, oh my God. It's smell like a goji.
It's like wafting through the speakers. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Goji berries.
Yeah, goji berries. Wow. Mm. Yeah. I could tell. Yeah. Man. I could tell. Yeah. All right,
this one is glow boosting. So when I put it on, there's shiny. Just little flecks of shimmery. Oh,
yeah. Shiny elbows. Love that. Not ashy anymore.
Nope.
The light.
Moana said.
The light.
Shiny.
It glistens. Yeah. You got glisteny elbows.
Absolutely. Please.
All right.
Please.
Okay. Ones from the chat. WCP says Foot Locker. I don't agree.
Never went into Foot Locker.
Yeah, it's terrible. And they make their employees wear like ref jerseys. That's ridiculous. Nutian says Hallmark, but only during Christmas.
Aww.
They got good decorations, I think. Right? I don't know. Booble says Tilt, which again, if we're giving you Orange Julius, we should probably give him Tilt, I guess. But then that opens up a whole other door, man, because then I'm like, all right, $1.50 theater? Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
If we were going to use the hometown buffet is number one, clearly.
Mr. K's Cafe. Like he said, one try, and he gotcha.
And he gotcha.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy. Nutian wants to do food court food next week for the list, by the way. So
remember when there were cafes inside of malls? My God,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
The 90s were crazy.
What happened to our country? Make America great again, Jesus.
You went to the mall to drink a cup of mud at Mr. K's and get some coffee cake at the end? What a weird time.
Yeah. Booble's honorable mention is JCPenney's. It's where I get fat clothes.
JCPenney's.
Amen. All right, let's end the podcast. Movie on Sunday is Slayers. It is on Hulu. I do not, under any circumstance, recommend watching this movie. Do not do it. But do listen to us talk about it.
Watch it. Have to watch it. An hour and like 20 minutes. Watch it.
Now I bet you're curious. As much as we've told you not to watch it, I bet you're going to watch it. I bet you are. All right. Ducks play tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, it might be after that game. So, you know, go Ducks. Yeah.
Always go Ducks.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.